Here we are, latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Emile Kraft admits Newcastle collapsed in the closing stages of Saturday's 4-1 defeat to Manchester United. The Magpies had been level with the Red Devils until the 86th minute, but late goals from Bruno Fernandes, Aaron Wan-Bissaka and Marcus Rashford to the resounding victory for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's side. Despite the manner of defeat, Newcastle keeper Callum Darlow emerged with plenty of credit. His shots rained down on his goal. Magpies held out for so long. The defeat almost felt inevitable, and Kraft couldn't hide disappointment and admits that they must do better. He told NUFC TV, "It's very disappointing. I think we did a great game for 86 minutes. And then we collapsed in the last few. At 2-1, we're just running around and chasing the ball. We gave them too many opportunities to score. I think we need to stay nice and tight. I would always take one all against Man U at home before the game. Right now, though, I am very disappointed." Into other news, Newcastle's fans are in the headlines after they managed to donate £20,000 to a charity in protest at the Premier League pay-per-view TV games. Supporters snubbed paying an extra £14.95 to watch their team's game live against Manchester United, instead putting their money into a charity, not pay-per-view campaign to help Newcastle's food banks. West End Food Bank organiser John McCrory said, "We so appreciate the generosity of the Newcastle fans. We've had donations from London, Spain and America. It's not just locally that the interest has gathered. It really seems to have taken off." And finally, into news with the club's under-23s team, and there was some bright spell from Rodrigo Vilca. He announced himself on the stage at St James's Park with an impressive performance. The Peruvian has handed a first start for the second string in a side which saw first teamers Matty Longstaff, Kieran Clark and Paul Dummett feature. All three were building their fitness, while Achraf Lazard made a rare start. Newcastle had to come behind, however, with second half goals from Yannick Touré and Stan Flaherty. They got the win after Jean-Pierre Thiers' opener. That's all then for their latest game against Fulham's 23s and the latest Newcastle headlines. We will have more news later.